Dog Pound, you can watch your Cleveland Browns in preseason action from anywhere by subscribing to Preseason Live. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com today for more info. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci, it is Monday night football game night for the Cleveland Browns, and we're joined now by Ashley Fox from ESPN.com, who wrote a very good article that I'd urge you all to check out at ESPN.com about Brian Hoyer, the hometown boy made good. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ashley, one of the things that really jumped out to me about this story was the tale of Mike Pettine, then defensive coordinator of the Browns, sending a card to Brian Hoyer. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's a really cool little nugget, I think. And what happened was, after Hoyer got injured against the Bills, Pettine, when he got back to Buffalo, wrote him a note on, you know, his Bills letterhead and said, you know, when we were preparing to play you guys, I, you know, gained an appreciation for what kind of player you are, and I don't think you're getting the credit that you deserve. You're a heck of a football player, and you hate to see anybody go down with an injury, but particularly someone like yourself who's, you know, got the opportunity of a lifetime playing for your hometown team. And I think it really, you know, it says a lot about it. To me, about Mike Pettine, that he would take the time to do that. We all know how busy these guys are and how their schedules are crazy, particularly in season, and that he took even 5 minutes to jot a note and send it off was pretty cool. And it meant a lot to Brian. I mean, Brian said that he kept the note. He's got it on his desk at home, and that he even wrote Mike back. So when Mike then finally got the job in Cleveland, Brian was rehabbing his knee, and you know, was the first player to welcome him. And you know, they had this conversation again about, you know, hey, thanks for the note, it meant a lot. Yeah, well, I meant it, you know, and that was that. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool story of the hometown guy, of course, getting this opportunity perhaps to be the starter for this team, and tonight is going to go a long way toward, he hopes, finalizing that. But you and I had a chance to talk, Ashley, when you were out at camp the other day, and I think the first question someone had, when I introduced you to someone else, and I said, okay, she's here from ESPN.com, and the obvious thing, oh, doing another Johnny Manziel story, and you said, no, actually, I'm going against the grain a little bit. And give me a sense of that, Ashley. What drove you toward doing something on Hoyer when obviously everybody from your company and every other national media outlet has been so focused on Johnny Manziel?
Yeah, well, it's funny because it was, I'd love to take credit for the ideas being mine, but it was actually one of my editor's ideas who said, yeah, you know, why don't you go do the story about, yeah, the premise at the beginning was, you know, the guy that nobody wants to see play, which I don't think after having spent 4 days in Cleveland that that's true at all. I think there's a nice size group of fans and onlookers who want to see him play because he is a local kid. I mean, it's a fantastic story. He grew up going to St. Ignatius and, you know, had Bernie Kosar's poster on his wall at home. I mean, it's a really neat thing. But I'll tell you too, Vic, you know, I've been down at the Eagles camp the last 2 days, and I was kind of just sitting around talking to a couple of the veterans who I've known for a long time, and they asked me, you know, what have you been doing? And I said, well, I spent last week in Cleveland. And they're like, oh, how's Johnny look? You know, and I had three or four different people right off the bat, players, say, you know, how does Manziel look? Do you think he's going to win the job? If he doesn't win the job, how soon is he going to get it? Does he really have that it factor? I mean, and it was like Hoyer was not even in the conversation. So I think I think everybody is, on some level, wants to see Manziel play at some point. It's just, and to me, I think it's, you know, not a matter of if, but when.
Ashley, when you talk in the story, there are another thing that really jumped out at me. It said, quote, Hoyer's got to stop being his own worst enemy, quote, said an NFL source with knowledge of the quarterback competition. You went on to say, according to the source, he's let the pressure of the competition get to him. I'd argue that tonight, knowing what's at stake for this kid to fulfill his childhood dream of being the first day starter at quarterback for the Cleveland Browns, that he's under more pressure in this start than he was when he really had nothing to lose starting against Minnesota. So after spending some some time with him. What is your sense of how he handles pressure, and what do you expect to see from him tonight under that amount of pressure?
Well, and you're right. I mean, it's a huge amount of pressure. And Mike Pettine made a good point to me when I was talking to him. He's like, you know, when we played Detroit, that was the first time that he'd been in a game since he blew his knee out. You know, and I think that seems to be kind of like a forgotten part of this whole story on some level, is that, you know, this guy's coming back. I think it's fair to say he's probably ahead of schedule where he should be from a very serious knee injury. And, you know, and he's still having to have this competition and be under some live looks tonight. I mean, I think it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they rotate the reps and, you know, how much first-team defensive players that they each go against. Because, you know, I mean, everybody, the preseason games, as you guys know, you know, the coaches are trying to figure out who's going to fit and who's not going to fit. And so that's not just Cleveland, you know. I mean, they do face Washington, and Washington's going to be probably trying out some guys with a first-team defense that they normally wouldn't. I know the Eagles did that against New England the other night and it looked terrible. So, but to your point about Hoyer, I think if he was nervous, and I talked to him for a good half hour, 45 minutes when I was there, he certainly didn't seem like it. And I mean, he said he's, you know, sworn off Twitter and Facebook and social media and ESPN.com and NFL.com. And so he's not like he's trying to tune out the noise, but I mean, certainly he's aware of it. I mean, I know the national media that has rolled through there, and LeBron, you know, I mean, LeBron's not going to practice, you know, to watch the defense play. He's going to see Johnny. So, I mean, Hoyer's definitely aware of all that.
Yeah. Yeah, he said he didn't watch ESPN. He told you heard him say that to reporters as well.
Yeah, that's probably a good
probably
thing.
probably well advised to keep his distance there. Last one from me before we let you go, Ashley, and we do appreciate you taking the time with us. Again, I know you spent multiple days in Berea, a few days actually, and looking to not only research your piece on Hoyer, but also to get a good look at this team. And Mike Pettine, you're quite aware of him as being someone who has spent a lot of time in Philadelphia and around Philly. You used to work for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Just your thoughts on Pettine and his getting this first shot now to lead a football team.
Well, yeah, I mean, his father was a legendary high school football coach in suburban Philadelphia. I mean, I was talking to someone at the Eagles practice yesterday who was telling me stories about, you know, 9-year-old Mike Pettine, you know, on the football field, you know, being like a ball boy for his dad's teams. I mean, he grew up in the game, you know, at a different level, and now it's the pretty cool story in its own right that he's going to, you know, that he's getting a shot to be an NFL coach. I think the defense is going to be really fun to watch. You know, my biggest question looking at them is, you know, what's going to happen with Josh Gordon, and then whoever's the quarterback, who's he going to throw to, and who's going to be the playmakers on this team? And, you know, I think losing Gordon, which I think everybody anticipates they'll have to for some significant amount of time, that's going to really, really hurt them. And it's going to hurt, you know, whether it's Manziel or Hoyer, it's going to hurt either one of them.
Ashley, thank you so much. Great article on Brian Hoyer, and awesome to hear you tell a story that has not been told nationally, that's for sure. Obviously, the hometown boys gotten some attention here in Cleveland, but certainly not nationally like that. Really appreciate your insights.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Ashley Fox from ESPN.com. They're talking about Brian Hoyer, his journey, and what to expect tonight. Vic, we're going to give our final thoughts now. This is a big game, and I really believe that ultimately it doesn't have massive implications. I think you and I both believe at some point Johnny Manziel will be the quarterback of this team.
Yes.
But this game could go a long way to kind of giving, I think, Mike Pettine what he wants, and that is obviously Brian Hoyer under center week one, giving confidence to Brian Hoyer that he can perform under pressure, and giving confidence to his team in Brian Hoyer. Now, the flip side of that is, it could be bad, but I really believe Brian Hoyer is going to come out and have a solid performance.
I do too, and again, I'm along the lines of what you're thinking. I don't want to put it in a be-all, end-all category, but I do want to come out of this game, the second of four preseason games, feeling better about the state of this offense. I do want some level of confidence that this offense can score touchdowns, that this offense can make plays, that all the things that you need an offense to do. And I'm not talking necessarily exciting, dynamic stuff. I want sustainable stuff. I want good-looking drives. I just want it to look good in every possible way. The running game as well. Everything is important. But as much as you can, as best as you can in a preseason game where you're not game planning and they're not game planning against you, to just see the basic efficiency of a team. And I think for Mike Pettine's sake, as a first-year head coach, who is his whole plan, his whole direction, you know, what's being instilled there? The players are following that lead. This is another game where he's in charge. And, you know, we saw last week a small thing that really to some people was a big thing, lining up for the national anthem, being at attention, yep, being straight, forming that straight long line that everybody kind of said, wow, that's impressive stuff. That's a coach imposing his leadership on this team. And for the sake of, yes, the quarterback battle, I just want to come away feeling confident that somebody
is ready,
somebody reliable is ready to lead this team, somebody that I can at least depend on. I'm not coming away from this game thinking that Tom Brady or Drew Brees or Peyton Manning is going to emerge in the form of another body or even Ben Roethlisberger, but I am want to come away feeling, okay, that's a guy that you can feel at least solid enough, confident enough that with all the other parts working, this team goes in with a credible status heading into the season. And will tonight determine everything? No, but it's got to be a progress line because, hey, the third preseason game, which is going to come up very quick next weekend, it's a short week, and they're going to be playing a game against the St. Louis Rams at home opening First Energy Stadium. You know, we need to see in that game that this team is actually ready for a game. That's the dress rehearsal.
That is the dress rehearsal. Three things I'm really going to keep my eye on tonight. Number one, Justin Gilbert, his debut. Not quarterbacks. We've talked about that a lot. How does Justin Gilbert look? Is he ready to be a legitimate starting corner in the National Football League? We'll get a baptism by fire against Pierre Garçon and DeSean Jackson. Number two, who will step up from this wide core? Charles Johnson has come on very strong in this past week of practice. Can he turn that into big production in the game? Anybody else going to step up alongside Josh Gordon, Miles Austin, and Andrew Hawkins? What happens there? And number three, I personally am looking forward to seeing Isaiah Crowell get some action at running back and see what he can do in a game situation with the lights on bright.
Yes, that one probably is as exciting as any because we've seen this guy. We've seen the raw skill that he has. You can make the argument that in some ways he's the best pure runner of any running back that is on this roster. So let's see what he does with the lights on and probably in the second half of this game. But, let's see it all. Let's see Johnny respond to the spotlight. I'm looking forward to that as well. We want to mention that Munch and Greg Brinda are going to start the local pregame before the network pregame starts on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, and urging you to stay tuned. Jim Donovan and Doug Deacon aboard, of course, with Nathan Zagura, the sideline reporter for the broadcast tonight. We want to thank Ashley Fox of ESPN.com for joining us. It is game day. We want to thank, of course, our executive producer, Jason Gibbs, and our producer in studio back in Cleveland, Matt Fontana. The fine folks here at the Lowe Hotel, at the Lowe's Hotel, I should say,
Beautiful closet.
Maryland, in this closet that we're in. But, hey, it worked, baby. We got this thing off the ground.
Radio, not TV, notorious.
Casey Kulis and Jason Gibbs make it at work.
Game day.
All right, guys. So stick around. And, again, we've got the pregame show starting next. For Nathan, I'm Vic. Talk to you again tomorrow on Cleveland Browns Daily when we'll know a quarterback driven by Liberty 4.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.